USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about a tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. This comes as there are fears Russia will invade its neighbor.
I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
Biden using the phrase minor incursion to describe a potential invasion on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
An arrest is made in the killing of a UCLA graduate student in California.
Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. B-topia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on her Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person, they basically identified him like inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More McDonald's customers will have a chance to try out the McPlant Burger. Folks in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and San Francisco Bay areas will now be able to test the plant-based option. The McPlant Burger uses a patty made from peas, rice, and potatoes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The top Democrat in Congress doesn't sound too interested in breaking up President Biden's sweeping Build Back Better bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters the measure may be narrowed, but it must still be significant.
I want to find as much common ground as I can in a bipartisan way when it comes to infrastructure. But I cannot limit my vision for America to what the Republicans will agree to in terms of roads and bridges, etc.
President Biden acknowledging the bill has to be broken up, but thinks big chunks can still pass. The bill does have bipartisan opposition, with at least two Democrats not supporting it. President Biden said on Wednesday it's going to be painful getting a handle on inflation. Biden saying he's working to get it under control and doing what he can to tackle rising gas prices. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo telling CNN Congress needs to do its part as well.
So it's a whole, you know, every day get up and attack it. I will say this. Congress has to do its part. And by that I mean Congress has to pass the CHIPS Act. You know, so much, the inflation numbers that came out a week ago, a third of those numbers were driven by increases in car prices. That is almost exclusively due to the lack of semiconductor chips. There's 2,000 chips in an electric vehicle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.